Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. Read from verse 14. Matthew 14 and verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go in to the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looked up to heaven. He blessed, and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and they were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship, and to go before him onto the other side, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the 4th watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Now the Lord will bless to us the reading of his precious word. This is my first time to be here at this Vancouver conference, and I do not want to be very long this afternoon. Just a brief little word that is upon my heart. And I think of the Lord Jesus, how that he was moved with compassion. And I think of this here this afternoon, how that maybe possibly we could be more moved with compassion. We have this word mentioned 9 times in the New Testament. We were sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord Jesus was moved with compassion over them that were with sheep without a shepherd. And every one of us at one time, we were in that condition. We were sheep without a shepherd, needing a shepherd. And my, that the Lord ever looked upon us and ever awakened us, ever made us to understand that salvation alone was in the Good Shepherd, the one who gave his life for the sheep. I think of David, he could say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And when I think of that this afternoon, that touches my heart. You know, to think there was a time that we could say he was a shepherd, that he was a great shepherd, that he was a chief shepherd, but we couldn't say he was my shepherd. But thanks be to God for everyone this afternoon that can say he is my shepherd. That's what David could say. And you know, that's something to be cherished this afternoon to those that can say he is my shepherd. And one of these days he's going to come again to receive us unto himself. But I think at this time here I didn't read about John, how that his head was taken off by Herod, and how the disciples were so touched. And where did they go but to the Lord Jesus? Where would we go, dear children of God, but to the Lord Jesus in any kind of a trial, any testing in our life? We have to come to him. There is no other to get our comfort from. There is no other to go to. And I think of these dear disciples when they came and told the Lord Jesus all about it. He went off into a desert place, a deserted place, and the multitudes followed him. How nice it is when you can see the multitudes followed the Lord Jesus, and how that the sick were there, and the lame, and the blind, and he had compassion upon them, and he healed the sick. That's a touching scene. This year, miracle in Matthew chapter 14 has such magnitude to it that it is recorded in all the four Gospels. And it touches my heart this afternoon to see the Lord Jesus moved with compassion. Here was a people had no food. There was no sustenance there. There was no shelter there. The disciples came to the Lord Jesus and said, "Send the multitude away. There is not sufficient food for this multitude." And if you would read in John there, you would see where the Lord Jesus spoke to Andrew and told him about feeding the multitude. And Andrew mentioned how many pence it would take to feed this multitude, how much money it would take. Seemingly, the disciples had that little problem in their hearts as well as we do today, always thinking about money, but not thinking about the Lord Jesus himself and what he can do. But anyway, they said, "Send the multitude away, for we only have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. The Lord Jesus already knew what he was going to do with those 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Andrew, when he came and mentioned that about a little lad having 5 loaves and 2 fishes, Andrew is a man who is always bringing someone to the Lord. That touches my heart this afternoon, and I could ask this afternoon, when's been the last time that you brought somebody to the Lord? When has been the last time that I brought somebody to the Lord? This should be the desire of our hearts, to want to go out there and find somebody that we could bring to the Lord, because we know that time is very short. And his coming is drawing very near. So, the little lad there, he had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. At least there was someone there that had something. And I've often thought, when you come to the meetings, the weekly meetings of our assemblies, do you always come with a little something? This lad had 5 loaves. He only had 5 barley loaves. No wheat loaves. Now, I don't know if he only brought that for himself, or whether he had something else in view. But sometimes just a lad might be in an assembly, and he might just have a little portion for God's people, and he'll give it to them. I always say when you come to the assembly, even though there's somebody going to take the gospel meeting on Sunday night, that doesn't mean that you do not get prepared. I think every brother should come prepared. Maybe someone will be sick that night and will not be able to take the meeting, and you would already be prepared. You would already have the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And can you imagine if everyone was exercised when they came to the meeting? Can you begin to realize what that would do to a meeting? How that would cause the Spirit of God to work amongst us as the people of God? But the Lord Jesus, he blessed the loaves. And he began to break the loaves. The disciples had said, "Send the multitudes away." He said, set them down in 50s and hundreds. And he began to break the loaves. And he gave to the disciples. Every one of them had something to do. Every one of them had to feed the multitude. Sometimes we say, like in a time of storm, if you would be on a ship, I've never been on a ship, but they say when a storm comes up, they will tell their people, all hands on deck. I hear all hands had to be on deck. Everyone had to be busy. Busy for God. What am I busy about today? Am I busy about the things of God? Or am I all occupied with what I'm going to get out of this world? Oh, that I may be occupied with Him, and how the Lord opened up them loaves and those fishes, and He fed those 5,000, and possibly there could have been 15,000 there that He has fed. Is there anything impossible with God? Do you ever think of that? Is there anything impossible with God? When you think of people going through testings and trials, people losing loved ones, widowers, widows, we should have compassion on them. We should show our kindness to them. The Lord Jesus showed kindness. He was a man that was moved with compassion. I shouldn't refer to him as a man, but he was a real man. I was in an assembly one time, and a dear young family, while the meeting was going on, they went back home. They found their house was on fire. And the house was pretty well burned out already. The next Sunday, the saints of God in two assemblies took up a collection for those dear people. And they brought loads of furniture down and things for them. I thought that was just a little bit of the Lord Jesus, a little compassion showed to them. And that's what we should show to the people of God. But I think here, how the Lord fed this multitude of people, a miracle that one could have never seen done. And it wasn't the only time the Lord Jesus did this miracle in feeding the thousands. But then, you know, after this was all over, there was 12 baskets full left over. And each one of those disciples had a basket full to take home with them. To remind them. And they were fragrance that had never been touched. Isn't that wonderful? Fragrance that had never been touched yet. And to take them home and then to chew upon that. I wonder what I'm going to take home from this conference. Am I going to take something home that I can chew on? And that I can get a little bit more on? I've got some good gleams at this conference already. I'm glad I came. What are we going to go home with? Oh, we're going to chew on the good words that we heard. If there was something that you wasn't really, how should I put that? Maybe there was something that you didn't quite agree with. Don't go home and chew on that. Go home and chew on what was good. And then the Lord Jesus, right after this, He tells the disciples, get into the ship and go to the other side. What did these disciples do in the meantime that caused this great storm to come along? You know, some oft times we see Christians and they're going through testings and trials in their life. And the first thing we think, I wonder what they did that this has caused upon them. These disciples were doing just exactly what the Lord Jesus told them to do. Get in the ship and go to the other side. And dear ones, this afternoon, they did just exactly what the Lord told them to do. And He went up into that mountain to pray and to commune with the Father. I've often thought about that mountaintop experience. Have you ever had a mountaintop experience when you really got aside with the Father? The Lord Jesus saw His need for that as well. I think of Jonah. The Lord told him to go to Nineveh and cry unto that great city. But Jonah decided to go another way. Now Jonah, he went another way. He didn't do really what God told him to do. But you know what? God was in control with Jonah. And God is in control in this chapter. You'll see this all the way through this chapter, that God is in control. But the Lord walked on the sea that night, and how he appeared to them, and when they saw him, they were afraid. But he says, be of good cheer, it is I. When I think of this here portion of God's word, I think he is teaching them to have greater faith in him, and that they might know that he is omnipresent. At every trial here in this portion, he is right there. His omnipresence. And when Peter heard that it was the Lord, Peter says to the Lord, bid me to come onto the water. I wonder how many of us today would say to the Lord, on that tempestuous sea, bid me to come to thee. If you would speak to me about water, I wouldn't even walk on smooth seas. I wouldn't want to do it, because I'd go down like a rock. But Peter, the great man of faith, he just stepped right out on the water and he began to walk to the Lord. And to think of that man, as long as he had his eye upon the Lord, he did not sink. How oft times when we began to sink, it's because our focus has fallen away from the person of Christ. We began to sink. We began to go down. But thanks be to God that Peter didn't wait too long. And if you began to sink, dear child of God, don't wait too long. Say, Lord, save me. That's what Peter said. And immediately the Lord took a hold of him. And you know what? They were in the ship. And they were on the other shore. And the sea was calm. But the Lord said to Peter, O thou of little faith. Peter had great faith when he stepped out there. But when he saw the storm, he began to fail. He began to sink. And dear ones, this afternoon, young and old, if there's any temptation in this world, don't be afraid to say the very words that Peter said, Lord, save me. He is still able to save you from drowning or to be tripped up by the powers that Satan would like to set before us. May these few words touch our hearts this afternoon when I think of a compassionate Savior. Why, his heart went out to those that were sheep without a shepherd. His heart went out to the sick, and his heart went out to the believers. He cherished them because they were followers of him. And here we are today, we're followers of the Lord Jesus. And that we might not sink in this world. And you know, I don't like to say that I'm speaking to the young, because we of old, as older people, could fall too. We could sink. But I'll tell you, when we come close to that, let us cry out, Lord, save me. He is there at all times. His omnipresence.
When Lord.